This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Wednesday. If you were on Twitter, Jeffrey, which you're not, you would have seen that we've tweeted out a picture of the new producer for the show. Did you see it? Have you seen it? Have you seen this?
I've not.
It's the Grinch.
Mm.
The Grinch, I guess, is at the Orpheum. Is that right?
Correct.
And so the Grinch paid a visit to the studio today, and they had the Grinch in your producer's chair.
Okay. I had a Grinch. So I guess it was Grinch Day at my daughter's daycare. And so originally my wife was like, oh, they have these Grinch pajamas at Target. I'll do like an online order. You go and pick it up. Well, completely wiped out. So I end up running around town and getting a custom-made Grinch T-shirt for Josephine at Oak Court Mall. You could still do that.
You can still go enter Oak
Court
Mall.
Correct.
There are still people who are working at Oak
Court
Mall, and you can still.
Yes.
Huh. How old do you think the Grinch is? What has there been? We have the Grinch. Was the original the book? Was that
CBS?
Well, no, I think the original was a book.
Right. It's a Dr. Seuss book. Right. So right. I thought you meant like.
No, I'm just talking about the whole thing.
Yeah.
Started with a book, and then after the book, then we had the TV special.
Correct.
Right. With.
You're a mean one.
Right. That one.
Mr.
Right.
Grinch.
Exactly. And then what else have we had? Then there's the
Jim Carrey version,
movie.
Which is, I think is 2000. And then there was an animated one, I think, from DreamWorks with Benedict Cumberbatch as the Grinch. I want to say that was probably around 2018.
So what? How old do you think the Grinch? When do you think the Grinch?
I'm going to say the 50s.
This is very good. Very good. We're warming you up for Right and Then Right trivia. 1957.
Okay. In my head, I was thinking 55-ish.
Is how the, and then in 1966, the story was adapted into an animated television featurette of the same name, directed by Chuck Jones, and included the song, You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. Boris Karloff, of course, the narrator and the voice of the Grinch, although Karloff could not sing, so sung by Thurl Ravenscroft,
of course,
which doesn't sound like it could be an actual name,
mm-hmm.
right?
That is not a stage name.
So then in 1977, Seuss responded to fan requests for more Grinch tales by writing the animated television special. I don't think I've ever heard of this one. Halloween is Grinch Night. Have you ever heard of that?
That sounds a lot like the Star Wars holiday special that George Lucas never wants to claim.
Followed in 1982 when Marvel greenlit the Grinch Grinches the Cat in the Hat. That's a TV film co-starring the Cat in the Hat.
Of course.
Of course.
It was a crossover event.
Who else would it
Yes.
Who else would it co-star? And 2000 live-action feature musical comedy based on the story directed by Ron Howard and starring Jim Carrey. Major success at the box office. This then spawned a video game, of course.
Of course.
You familiar with the video game, The Grinch?
Who could forget?
Simply entitled The Grinch. Then a Nintendo DS title, Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It then became a musical. And then a 2018 animated film starring Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm.
You aware of that one, too?
We could rewind the tape. I just laid it out for you.
Oh, did you? Sorry. Uh-huh. Thank you very much. I'm not listening, obviously, mm-hmm. to my own radio program. And then 2020, NBC aired the holiday live production, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch's Musical Live, based on the Broadway stage musical, etc. The Grinch is enduring. Of the various Christmas TV, Christmas specials, right? Did you watch them all, like Rudolph?
I mean, at some point or another, I've seen them all.
Okay, what's the best?
The Charlie Brown Christmas.
Charlie Brown Christmas is the best.
Yes, of course. I'm not biased at all.
Do you make a point of watching it?
Oh yeah, I've now indoctrinated my daughter with it.
Have you watched it this year?
We watched it the last three nights in a row. Just wait till she gets a load of a Muppet Christmas Carol.
I think I'm a Rudolph guy.
That's fine. You like Claymation.
I like the Heat Miser, and I like that one, too. It's pretty good. But I like your traditional Rudolph. I'm a big fan of the traditional Rudolph, you know?
You're a CBS guy?
I don't know what I just, you know, anyway. And the Grinch, how do you feel about the Grinch? I think that, don't you think, in fact, the best Grinch is that Boris Karloff TV version of the Grinch? Like, better than the book. I have a hot take. When I was reading to my kids.
I'm not a Seuss guy.
I'm not a Seuss guy.
Yeah, me either.
I think
there's a lot better. Children's books.
There's a lot better. And they go on way too long. Just rhyme after rhyme after rhyme after. And I am not a. Listen, I think the Star-Bellied Sneetches have a good lesson embedded in the Star-Bellied Sneetches. How could you not, you know. I mean, in the end, you just want the Star-Bellied Sneetches, and the Star-Bellied Sneetches, who thought they were special, carried themselves as they were special. Then someone else, there's a star-making machine, and so everyone could have stars upon thars. And so then everybody had stars, and so then the Star-Bellied Sneetches decided they wanted to be non-Star-Bellied Sneetches.
I've already checked
out. Exactly. That's my point.
I mean, to me, the only
reason...
The biggest thing about Dr. Seuss was, like, that was the first book that I could finish.
The best books to read to your kids, and your kids have to be of a certain age.
If you give a mouse a cookie?
No. This is a later age. The Roald Dahl books are... Now, he's been canceled. I gather deeply anti-Semitic.
Can you be canceled if you're dead?
Yes, 100%. You can be canceled if you're dead. You can be canceled if you're dead. Look at the statues that are coming down. You know, I mean, hell, people take.
I was in Costco the other day, and all the doll, like the entire collection, was available. You know, like you know.
I don't think he has been. I'm not even sure how widely known it is that Roald Dahl has been canceled. But so now he hasn't been canceled but you can in certain elements. I still embrace Roald Dahl. When I was moving my books from one house to the other, and I came upon a Roald Dahl book, did I carry that book to the library?
Probably not.
I did not. I kept them all. I kept all the Roald Dahl books. Love them, and those are so much fun. And the single best book, the kid has to be of a certain age. You're still too young to read the BFG to your kids. Life does not get finer than that. In the voice of the BFG, it's just fantastic. So anyway, we got two big sporting events tonight involving the Memphis basketball teams, which I'll get to in a moment. Today on the radio show, the Grinch is producing, but Jeffrey's taking the seat now. Mm-hmm. He's got the con, and we're gonna have John Martin in the next segment. Then we're going to have Chris Harrington, who is going to be on the scene in Minnesota. Listen, it doesn't always work out brilliantly that we have a correspondent on the Grizzlies at the Daily Memphian who lives part of the time in Minnesota, but sometimes it works out perfectly. He will be there tonight. We'll talk to Chris about that. And then Sam Hardiman will join us. He's been a busy guy writing about all kinds of stuff involving the city. Also, his beloved Patriots lost to the Bills Sunday. That was crushing.
You have little faith
for him. And yeah, I had very little faith. I can't say I knew it all along when I predicted the Bills would lose and then checked out early when they were down 21-0. So we'll talk. That's the lineup. It's John Martin, then Chris Harrington, then Sam Hardiman. Before I do anything else, I want to put in a plug as we get down through the last days of shopping. I want to put in a plug. I want to
put this is pre-shopping.
I want to put in a plug for shopping in person, in stores, in Memphis. Because the last 2 days, I have had both experiences. I'm spending Christmas in Connecticut. And honestly, it's because we never built a tradition of Christmases in Memphis because I was always in Buffalo, right? I always went to Buffalo in the house I grew up, the nine siblings, everything else. And so then when my parents passed away at the age of 99 and 97, how dare they? We had to sell that house and we no longer had Buffalo Christmases, but we have no tradition of Memphis Christmases. Two of my kids live in New York City. So we go see my sister in Connecticut. That's what we do. So because of that, I do some online shopping because I can't schlep everything in the overhead compartment,
right?
You can't fit everything in the overhead compartment. And so 2 days ago I did online shopping and yesterday I did in-person shopping. And the contrast, sometimes people say, no, the contrast could not be more obvious. Online shopping is a chore. You sit down, you say, all right, here's what's on the list. You start going to Amazon or wherever the hell you're going, and you find your things, and you don't encounter any people. You don't hear any Christmas carols. You don't have any sense of walking into a store and having the Christmas or holiday spirit flow through you. There's not the joy of seeing and putting your hands on a present and thinking about it. It is a soulless experience. I shop online for stuff all the time, and it's not, but for Christmas or the holidays, shopping online is a soulless experience. In addition to, by the way, not infusing any money into the Memphis area. Shopping in person, by contrast, and in particular, and I do have a Robert Irwin Jewelers spot here that I'm supposed to do, but I would talk about these two stores anyway. I went to Robert Irwin Jewelers yesterday, and I went to O'Call yesterday, and I went to Target yesterday. But the Robert Irwin Jeweler experience and the O'Call experience really, I felt like Christmas. It was... You go into Robert Irwin Jewelers and Howie helps me pick out. Claire's not listening, right? She knows. She only instructed me to get here.
I was going to say, I thought you were basically tasked.
I did better. I did more things. And Howie encouraged me, and it was fun. And you holding the in your hand, and then he's gift wrapping it, and people come in, and they know. Everyone knows everyone's name. Like they come in and they shop and Rebecca's there working with someone on I saw a young man buying an engagement ring yesterday. And that's unbelievably wonderful to think that this person is embarking on this grand adventure and the slight nervousness that comes with it. But understanding that at Robert and Gerald Jewelers, where you have the meant to be guarantee, there doesn't have to be that kind of nervousness. But then they're gift wrapping the things for you. And one guy, Howie offered him a drink and then he offered him water. And I think the drink was actually like a drink.
Howie has a tremendous bourbon selection.
Finally settled on chocolate. He said, well, would you like some chocolate? And the guy finally said,
got me there.
And so he brings him a
we found the vice.
Chocolate bar, a Dinstals. It's a Robert Irwin Jeweler chocolate bar, but it's made by Dinstals. Anyway, the thing was, it's just beautiful. And then you got this, you carry it away in this beautifully wrapped bag. It was such a wonderful experience. And then I go to O'Call. And sometimes I go to O'Call to talk to the people about what I should talk about and what's happening, whatever else. But the truth of the matter is, there is no jollier place in Memphis than El Call. Like the gift wrapping that they do, a lot of kids home from college is great.
The elves.
The elves from home from college. It is, and I picked out one thing for Peter and one thing for Andrew, and I know this is just true. Like, I know that they're going to love them and wear them and think of me through. It's the best thing ever. It is the best thing. Clothes are absolutely beautiful. And the people, it's the same people who help you all year long. But here at the Christmas season, everyone has a spring in their step. It honestly feels like totally like Christmas shot. And so whatever store, listen, for me, it's Robert Irwin Jewelers in Oak Hall, and I recommend you go there because they're great stores. But whatever local stores you shop at, typically, and I mean, it's a different vibe at Target. You know, it's not the same as
the kiosk at Oak Hall.
It's not.
The kiosk at Oak Court.
I got a vacuum cleaner at Target for Andrew. Like, whatever. That was not quite the same Christmassy vibe. But any local stores or local restaurants that you can go to during this season are not only good for those stores and those restaurants, they are good for your soul. I do believe that. They are good for your soul.
You actually bring up an interesting point. So we obviously focus on your glow up since you started shopping at Oak Hall.
That's true.
I would also argue one of the best things that happened to the boys is you shopping at Oak Hall.
That's true, too.
They now get
Oak Hall stuff, too. But I do mean this, because the image is just the opposite. It's that, it's miserable out there. People, traffic and people and whatever else. And maybe, I guess, I don't know, if you go to Wolf Chase Mall. I haven't been out to Wolf Chase in a long time. There are places
Saturday
where it's just crazy and hectic.
It was.
And whatever else. But if you go into a true local store.
Yeah. Brick and mortar.
A brick and mortar, but someone who owned in Memphis, it's going to be a lovely shopping experience. Same thing with restaurants. Absolutely wonderful. So anyway, that's my plug for getting out there and supporting the Memphis economy. So there you go. Tonight you got the Grizzlies and the Tigers both in action. And
a twofer.
Coincidentally, I think this is still true. Last I checked. Both 7.5-point underdogs.
That checks out.
So we'll go to the Grizz first. There we have an interesting injury report.
Yeah, a little surprising, right?
Well, Cam Spencer's out for personal reasons, and then you realize that Pat Spencer is also out. It's a family thing, obviously our thoughts with the Spencers, right?
They're yes, absolutely.
I don't know the specifics, but Cam is out for personal reasons, and Pat, who plays for the Warriors, also out.
So Tigers 9.5, by the way, now.
9.5. We will not get the Cam Spencer experience in Minnesota, and that could be particularly problematic, given that he is a point guard, and the Grizzlies point guard, starting point guard, Ja Morant, sprained his ankle the other night. But, and this is a happy turn of events, listed as questionable.
Yeah, I actually was surprised by that.
I was too. But we said yesterday, this did not look like it looked bad originally, his reaction.
Yeah, Ja.
Right, it's the old.
He's overdramatic.
And then in the end, he stayed on the bench and it's.
Didn't go to the locker room.
Didn't go to the locker room. So it didn't feel like it was going to be long term. And sure enough, he is questionable for tonight. So may well play. And Brandon Clark making his return also. Questionable for the T-Wolves. Anthony Edwards is questionable. Mike Conley out. Rudy Gobert, who's been.
Whatever's ailing Ant, you need to make sure that you're right, buddy.
Make sure you're right. Yeah, exactly right. You got to make sure that you are right. So, of the two, one's on the road and one's at home. Of the two, which upset seems more probable to you?
I don't know why, but I'm in the mode of it's a bigger point spread. I kind of feel like the Tigers at home.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? All right. Well,
it's college basketball.
Let's go to that one. It was the opposite, but maybe it's because my lack of belief, honestly, is showing through when the Tigers. It's like NBA games. Weird ass happens all the time in the NBA games, right?
Yeah,
like
Charlotte
just beat Cleveland at home.
I think, you know, honestly, though, for me, it's like I don't know if the Grizzlies can repeat their shooting performance from the other night. And honestly,
it seems unlikely without Cam Spencer they're going to repeat their shooting performance. But
it also goes to the script
of, at some point, win a five, like, beat a good team
on the road. After a big win in L.A.,
They just won another one of the game on the road, becoming road warriors.
Mm-hmm. Are they road warriors or are they Clippers merchants?
So, okay, I can see that. You think that one is not likely? I don't know. Ja, Jaren, Brandon back.
Again, I hope I'm wrong.
It's just an NBA game.
That was one that I looked at, like, schedule
loss. Here's the thing with Vandy. Okay. So Vandy is one of the seven remaining unbeaten teams in the country. Game, by the way, is at 6 p.m. So if you all are planning to go, get there by 6 p.m. Sort of unconventional. 6 p.m. on ESPN2. And Vandy, one of seven unbeaten teams left in the country. And here's why I think it's a little problematic. They have terrific guards who shoot unbelievably well. Like Tyler Nichols is shooting 47% from three. Tyler Tanner is shooting 44% from three. They don't turn the ball over, like, ever. They are, according to KenPom, fourth in the country in offensive efficiency. And so does that sound like a team that, like, they're a...
Do I smell metric manipulators?
On the other hand, they haven't beaten anyone of real consequence.
Their best win is St. Mary's.
That's the thing. So they have not played the rigorous schedule. You think...
I'm smelling some metric manipulating.
Metric manipulating.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Laters. I actually look at Vandy and their coach. He's sort of a Google Me coach.
Yeah.
You know, like he was.
By the way, I think he coached Elon too.
Did he coach it?
No, he coached at JMU. He did also coach at JMU, yeah.
But somewhere else, and he's a guy who won a lot of games at different places, and it's just like you look at him, and it's like, okay, well, he's just one guy. He's probably a good coach. You know, he's probably a good coach. He's won a whole lot of games. Mark Byington is his name, and followed Jerry Stackhouse, who had a much bigger name, but did not have a track record of winning games as a college coach.
Not at
right?
all.
Not at all. Deeply experienced coach from James Madison, and has the team playing modern basketball, shooting threes, and one of seven unbeaten teams in the country.
248, 146 overall as a head coach with two tournament appearances. Last year at JMU and then his last season at JMU, which was the 23-24
team. He was at Georgia Southern and then James Madison and now at Vanderbilt. And he's won a lot of games,
yep.
You know. And so just a very interesting, very different approach for Vanderbilt. The kind of coach who, by the way, like, if Penny decides to step away at the end of this year or at any point, like if Penny decides to step away at the end of this year or at any point, who's Memphis hiring? I was talking to John Martin about this yesterday. Like what's the profile of the coach you want to hire?
I mean, I almost wonder, are they looking at Murray State?
Where Mike Miller's brother is the head coach.
Yep.
John actually suggested that as a possibility. Doesn't have the deep record of success like that Mark Byington has. But it feels like this is for Memphis, and maybe it's too late, but it feels like if you have any hope of an at-large, you have to win this game and you have to beat Mississippi State. Mississippi State, by the way, won by 4 over Long Island U.
Oh, boy.
So you got to win these. And I don't know what your chances of an at-large would be. It seems pretty slim. But you certainly have to beat Vanderbilt, and you have to beat Mississippi State. And then you have to, like, stack up, maybe, you know, lose two games in conference and then get upset in the – I'm talking about if you're trying to get an at-large.
Yeah.
We're stipulating that you in that circumstance that you're not getting the automatic, so you haven't won the conference tournament. If you could win these two games, drop two in conference – and then get upset in the championship game.
Maybe.
But there'd be no argument if you don't win these two.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
So it's kind of your last stand. Games at 6 p.m. today. In terms of high, quote-unquote, high-profile games at home, it was Baylor and it was this, right? Like,
yep.
This is. So what's the crowd going to be like?
6,000?
Will it feel like you could shoot off cannon in there and no one's going to be there? I think it will. But maybe not. Maybe it'll be robust. Here's one of the things that, and I think you've talked about this earlier on your show. If you are not going to be, like we've talked about what Memphis basketball is going to be, what it aims to be,
yep.
What its ambitions should be. And I have said my new theory is that if they are not nationally relevant, they are not going to be locally relevant. That's my theory. They have to be a nationally relevant team in order to create the kind of enthusiasm.
I think it's fair.
That's right locally. And so if you are not, but if you're not going to be that, if you're not going to find $8 million to spend on your roster or do whatever you have to do so that when you play Louisville, you're looking across at Louisville, by the way, lost to Tennessee last night without their best player. But if you want to be looking across at Louisville.
And not shooting 55%
as an
three.
Even as oh yeah, we're in the same category of team.
Yep.
We're in the same, it's a
same tier.
Fight. We're in the same tier.
Yeah.
They may be better this year, we may be better next year.
They may have a better night, you might have better, yeah.
But if you're not going to figure, if you either have to figure out how to be in the same tier as Louisville and Tennessee and Vanderbilt and on and on and on, Gonzaga, you got to be in the same tier. Or else you have to rethink what you are as a basketball program. And I do wonder if that's rethinking pricing of your tickets as a basketball program. I was I got a text from a friend earlier this week who was interested in going to the Vanderbilt game. And what he said, I got this text. There's a gazillion empty seats on the Memphis Tigers official site, and they're expecting me to pay $100 each for the pinnacle level. So let me ask you. Well, first of all, if you pop over to the Go Tigers Go site, what do you find there?
So I find a good number of tickets.
Are there plenty of tickets available? Can I get in?
Plenty of good seats available. If you want to sit in the lower bowl behind one of the goals, I can get you in for, see, it's $77.62, but I need to figure out whether or not that's, I think that's before taxes. So I think you're looking at right around $100. I think the email was probably correct.
Now that would, this is pinnacle. He said pinnacle.
And this is behind the goal. So these are comparable.
Sort of comparable things. So $100. Well, let me ask you this. Should fans expect to pay $100 a ticket, which is honestly, you can get into Grizzlies games, certainly on the secondary market, for less than that, right?
So I can get you in section 113 for Saturday's game against the Wizards for $111.
That's also basically the same. So it's a little more expensive.
It's a better seat, though. A significant.
Oh, that was section this one. I see. Well, how about behind the goal for the Wizards game? So let's do apples to apples. You said 77 for a Tiger game. What's a Grizzlies game?
I can get you in for behind the goal. I can get you in for 73.
Same price.
Yeah.
Can they afford to, like, historically, like if you are playing Louisville at home and they're looking at them as a peer, you can charge $100 for that seat, right? You can. Can you charge $100 for a seat if you're playing? And I don't know. Maybe once you get to the conference schedule, the seats are going to be cheaper. But I doubt it. So if you got Rice coming in here, can you charge $100 a seat?
My gut says no. I also think we have a national ticket pricing issue. I think after the pandemic, when the concerts went bananas, everyone started using the algorithm from, you know, Ticketmaster, from Live Nation, whatnot. And it was all about optimization. And because, like, these were, like, everyone was excited to get outside, everyone just thought, like, that's the new price. And if you look at arenas around the country, I don't care if it's...
They're all expensive.
They're all... But on that, also look at them. They're all empty.
Well, that's the other thing I was going to say in all of this. It's not like the University of Memphis is flush with money. You know, so to be clear, they have to get the money somehow, right? Like, they don't have a lot of money to pay their bills for an athletic program, to do all the things that they need to do for their athletic program. We say we want them to get the best coaches, and we say we want them to build better facilities for soccer, women's soccer and men's soccer, and we say we want them to have robust NIL budgets and revenue sharing and whatever else. If you are saying you want all of those things, you can't then also be saying, we can't pay this much for tickets.
Bingo.
Because it just doesn't, the math doesn't, as they say, math, right, at
100%.
That point. So it's not like, to be clear, I'm not saying those greedy sons of guns are price gouging over there. They're just trying to pay the bills that you have to pay in order to be competitive in this environment. If you started charging $40 a ticket to sit down low, that might seem more like reasonable, like I could bring a family and we can sit there, whatever. But that doesn't work for them. You know,
and then you also run into the issue of the same people. Okay, the same people that you're hitting up for all this money, they didn't pay $40 for that seat. You hit them up for probably $10,000 to sit where they're sitting.
Right. That's it's based on a lot
donations
of
donations and.
So I do think they're in a very difficult spot. And again, I don't blame them for the situation they find themselves in. But I think it takes a really creative mind to figure out how to navigate this. Like, do you just say, I mean, just the whole football, basketball, carving up the money thing. That's an interesting question, right? Like, do you say, we're going to be competitive in both, even though, like, no one is competitive in both outside the Power
Correct.
Four, right? The reason that it's much easier for the schools in the Big East and the Gonzaga and whatever, they don't have football programs. And so there's just not many who try to do both and do both successfully. Boise does, right? Sort of, right? Whatever, successfully. Boise does. They try to do both. But most don't do both successfully. So,
I mean, USF's trying, you know what I mean? But
do you just say, do you say, you know what? We're just going to put in football because that's where the, that's how we're going to get into the, a better conference someday. Or do you say, come on, we're never getting into a better conference someday. Let's at least kick ass in basketball. Or do you try to do what they're doing, which is be competitive in both? And is right now, again, maybe it's because the money was misspent, not working in basketball.
Yeah, so this was what I started Monday with. Like, I know there were people that were upset about Louisville and whatnot. To me, the whole thing about what Saturday was a reminder for me is like, this is an identity crisis. What are you?
Well, I think it's an identity crisis, and it's the biggest thing that's facing Ed Scott.
Yes.
How do you, what are you as a university? What are you? Are you a basketball school? Are you a football school? Are you trying to do both? Can you afford to do both? Can you afford to do both in this, in a place, you know, a smaller, poorer city?
And I want to be clear. I was not sitting on Mount Pius. Like, I was not.
And here's the other thing, by the way, is that we look back. I want to come clean on this. We look back at the late 1990s and the 2000s as a time when Memphis blew it. Right? They didn't know. They didn't.
Yeah, you're talking clear, like you're talking institutionally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got here in 96. So not in, you know, by then Louisville was already doing ambitious things and whatever, but still. Was I writing column after column saying you have to abandon basketball and spend your money in football? No. I was not.
Well, you and I have talked about this.
I was not. It was the tradition and the interest and the passion and the donors. Everyone.
Bingo.
It was
bingo.
Driven. They were donated by
the decision makers.
They cared about basketball. I don't know that even if RC and Shirley Raines wanted to sit down and explain to Mike Rose or whoever else, listen, the future's football. I don't want to give money to football. I want to give money to basketball. Basketball is fun. We kick ass. Are you aware of Larry Finch?
It's my childhood.
Are you aware of Dana Kirk? Yeah. I don't. So it's easy to rip people for not seeing the future. But I wasn't writing column after column. I was writing columns at some point saying you have to do a better job of supporting football. There's no question that under the Tommy West era at that point. And Rip would talk about it too. You've got to do more for football, but not in a pounding the table kind of way. And so right now, maybe a genius, free-thinking guy with incredible forethought, if you're Ed Scott, would be able to carve out the right path to the future. Right now, it feels like he's trying to do everything.
Well, what I was going to say,
Where
Louisville deserves the credit is, yes, they realized that football was their path in, but they didn't abandon basketball.
Oh, they certainly did not abandon basketball.
They got everybody on board to do both. And I think that's a big problem that we're talking about. It's like when you look at it historically, it's like getting everybody on board to do both was the issue.
All right, we're going to take a break. We got a busy lineup today. John Martin and then Chris Harrington is in Minnesota for the Grizz Timberwolves. And then Sam Hardiman. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on a Wednesday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app. And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by John Martin. John, what's the best Christmas movie, special, et cetera? And what are you all watching these things in your house at this point?
First of all, good morning.
Good morning. I got your Christmas card yesterday, by the way.
What did you think?
Well, I think it's great. I did think there was one of the photos where your son looked, I love the one where he was running. Like, Dom looks big in that. Like, he looks like a...
He cuts a figure.
Now, in the picture, this was... You can picture it, people. It's a card, multiple, you know, a collage of photos. In one of the photos, the middle top row, looks like he just watched a Raiders game. Like, he was weeping. He was full weeping. He was making a very... Making the kind of face you would make when you realize that... All of the things you said about Gino were dead wrong.
No question.
What happened in that photo?
I think, you know, just to give you some inside baseball on that photo shoot, I had to leave. I had to take my pictures first because it was in the morning. So I had to take my pictures and then I had to leave to come to work. So I wasn't there probably for it. And I think that's why kids need their dad. obviously I wasn't there.
Well, I appreciate that most, you know, all these Christmas cards, people say Christmas cards. They're not, people just want to put up all the good stuff. We know that life does not. And I appreciate the fact that you all included some real life photos there of Dom looking unhappy, you know, but.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's a very happy child, but.
I'm sure. And he cuts a figure.
We call him a terrorist around here. I mean, he really is. But the one cool thing that the Raiders kids are funny, you know, you go through waves with it. You're like, man, I love my kids, man. My kids are driving me up. You know, you just kind of go through the swings. But like one cool thing is that every time he sees the Raiders logo, he points to it and he says, "Dada." Like, and I hate that I've become associated with such, devastation, but.
The Raiders will be good again someday. Like, as bad as I feel about some of my teams, like, I feel very bad about the Buffalo Sabres, but they did just trade, they just fired the GM, so I feel better about that. Can you imagine, like, the Raiders or being a Bengals fan right now? Like, if you really are in the position where you have Joe Burrow and people are talking about whether you have to trade Joe Burrow because you've screwed everything up, because you always screw everything up, that's dismal. And right now, the Raiders are, they've just been in a horribly bad place for decades, right? I mean, really? When was the last good stretch? When were they last in the playoffs?
They made the playoffs, weirdly enough, that year where they fired Gruden and Bisaccia took over.
Who was the quarterback?
It was still Carr.
It was Derek Carr.
Yeah, I think that was 2021.
Yeah, but then they were never really good. They weren't good.
No, they barely. They were 8-point underdogs against the Bengals. They didn't cover. You know? I mean, it was 2021.
Anyway, back to Christmas, because we have a burgeoning controversy here, because Jeffrey said easily the best Christmas special is the Charlie Brown Christmas special, and other precincts on Twitter are telling us no, Christmas Story is easily the best Christmas cultural piece, and I would.
I also argue that's a different question than what you asked. You said Christmas special.
No, you're right. I did. Okay.
No, that is Jeffrey, a very different.
Jeffrey, okay. Would you say, if I did film, would you go Christmas Story too?
I don't have the Christmas Story gene.
You don't have the Christmas. Which film would you go? Chris, actually, Chris Harrington in his, because they're showing It's a Wonderful Life at the Orpheum this week at some point. And he wrote something about the wonder of It's a Wonderful Life, and going to see it at the Orpheum is any of these particularly speak to you? From any of the realms, either film or special, are there any that you make a point to do or to show your kids or to watch with your kids?
Well, you know, my kids definitely are they love Christmas. My daughter loves Christmas. They love my wife really loves the Polar Express. You know, I as really? Jeffrey would say, I never got the Polar Express gene.
Is that a film? What is the Polar Express?
Yeah, it's like an animated film.
It's like CGI. Tom Hanks is the engineer, but like it's more like CGI than it is animated.
But it's a film. It's a feature film. And
I mean, honestly, that's the one you all watch. I mean, who doesn't love The Grinch? I mean,
I don't love The Grinch. You know. The only Grinch that I love is the 1964. I think we decided. Is that when we decided it was 64?
The
cartoon one with Boris Karloff. You're a Mean One. That's easily the best Grinch. It's better than the book.
Jim Carrey's great as The Grinch, though.
Was it a good movie? I never saw it. It's creepy. Yeah, it seems to me to be creepy.
I don't think it's. I mean, it might be creepy for you.
Do you like it better than the little short 30-minute TV thing?
No, I like the originality of the cartoon. I like them both. I love them both. I think those are Christmas is a. I actually think Christmas is just like if I was ranking times of the year, right? If I was just like this is far and away, not even close. Number one.
The best not time of the year. How about the whole? It's too hectic to be the best time of the year. Too much crap going on.
No, because
this
here's
is
the
a better
thing.
Time of year than summer. This is a better time of year than start of football season.
Totally.
This is a better time of year than. This is the best time of year.
Best time of year because
what's
I'm going to tell
argument?
You why.
Yeah, what's your argument?
My argument is from a sports calendar standpoint, everything is happening. Literally, still have NFL. NFL is literally like rounding out into the playoffs. College basketball is getting into conference season, so the games are getting better. Obviously, you have NBA. You had a great NBA game last night. College football playoffs are we're about to get a champ there. Like from a sports calendar standpoint, this is just far and away to me the best time. Then, because it's the holidays, you get a break. Jason and I are gonna take 3 years off, as a result of the Christmas break. And it's gonna be fantastic to get that. And I'm appreciative of the radio station for giving us that. But it's a time to breathe. And it's really
Sam does all the work in your household. So that's a nice thing too, right? All the hectic thing. Is how much shopping do you do, Jeffrey? I mean, Jeffrey, whatever your name is, John.
John, yeah. The other producer.
Yeah, how you doing? I am John. No, I don't. I supply the finances. She does the effort.
Have you bought nothing?
When you say you, do you mean picked out?
Like, either online or gone to a store to say
I have bought two gifts.
For Sam?
Two gifts. For one for my kid and one for my sister-in-law.
Both online?
Correct. I ain't going out.
You're completely wrong about that. I actually went out yesterday, this is how I opened my show, because I don't, whatever. It's only tangentially a sports show.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I just talked about the wonder of going shopping in person. It is so much better. I went to Robert Irwin yesterday, and I went to Oak Hall yesterday, and I was infused with the Christmas spirit by going to both places. I'm not saying that going to Target lifts your spirits necessarily, but if you go to a local store it's the best thing ever. You think it's the best season, and you haven't even been to Robert Irwin Jewelers this season. That's kind of a crime.
My partner went on my behalf.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
I want to
move on to other topics, and those topics are as follows. In particular, you've written about now extensively the sort of identity crisis of Memphis basketball, right? And so here we have another example. Tonight's game, it's one of the two most relevant home games that they have, right? And yet I do wonder how many people are going to be there at 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night, church night, Christmas shopping, whatever else, all of that. it costs $100 to buy a ticket to sit and watch the Memphis Tigers. And if you aren't going to be if you're playing Louisville and you're ranked 15 and they're ranked 11, you can charge $100 easily to watch the Memphis mm-hmm. Tigers, right? But if you are a team that is not nationally relevant and you're playing mm-hmm. in the conference schedule that they play, how is that sustainable? How can you convince anyone to pay $100 to sit in the Pinnacle level to watch the Memphis Tigers? Same amount of money you can watch the Grizzlies.
Well, I'll say this. I don't know that it's $100 to sit in the Pinnacle.
Yeah, we just checked. It's basically, what was it, Jeffrey? Was it 78, 77, yeah,
it's with
whatever,
fees and everything, it's about $100. It's about $100. I mean, that's, John, that's from the website. That's not
SeatGeek. Secondary, you can buy, yeah, whatever.
But, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, listen, they got to get real.
But I also said this. They're not greedy over there. They're not like stacking bills. They're just trying to pay bills. You know what I mean? Like they.
Well, I do subscribe to the Mark Cuban philosophy, which is, 50% of a grape is better than 0% of a watermelon, right? Which is like,
Mark
what does
Cuban,
that mean?
Mark Cuban said that.
He said some version of that, right? I might be switching the fruits, uh-huh. but his point was that it's better to own, a something, right, rather than own nothing while chasing,
What does getting real look like? What does that mean?
Getting real looks like, well, first of all, like honestly, they should be thinking about a way out of the Forum, in my opinion.
There's nowhere else to play.
Well, but not right now, but I mean, long term,
it's insanity. The notion that they've never been able to build their own building. You're telling me now on top of the NIL that they have to fund and everything else that they have to fund, they have to find $100 million. There's not a chance. No prayer.
Then they need to lower ticket prices. I mean, they have to lower ticket prices if they want to put people in the seats.
Or they need to become nationally relevant in basketball, in which case you don't have to. It's actually, But the problem is where does that money come from?
One thing is guaranteed, which is you lower ticket prices. You can do that. You can lower ticket prices. I can't just snap my fingers and make the Tigers relevant nationally again.
Yeah, I don't know that lowering ticket is going to make people want to go to that. Your fingers and make both ways money. One's money you're giving up. One's money you're finding. It's either way a financial situation. And
I'm not giving up money. I'm not giving up money by lowering ticket prices. Because I'm not going to make that money anyway, right? I'm not making money if I charge $100 to sit in the Pinnacle and nobody buys the ticket.
The answer is they have to find a way, some way, to create a basketball program where you're looking at Louisville and Tennessee and Vanderbilt as peers, right, as tiers. If you're not on the same tier as Vanderbilt and Tennessee and Louisville, and I'm not talking Duke here, right? You are not Memphis basketball. And you have to find a way to be on the same tier as those programs, period. Do you disagree?
No, I mean, I'd love that. I mean, I just don't know that they can do that anymore.
Well, that's the saddest thing ever. That's like the Grinch coming in and packaging up all your memories and all of your former glorious moments in Memphis basketball and all your history and all your hopes and taking them up the frickin' chimney and disappearing with them.
I mean, leaving
you with nothing.
I don't want to be, I'm trying, you beat
who,
me over
down
the head
here
all
in
the time.
Whoville?
You beat me over the head all the time. You say I'm so negative. So I'm really trying to, be less negative. But I do think as it relates to this conversation, they don't really just have a path to that. I mean, Charles Huff did not come here.
Vandy, by the way? So Vandy hires a coach that no one's ever heard of, right?
Mark Byington from James Madison.
Yeah, he's got a long record of winning at two different places, right? They sort of hired the Kurt Cignetti. He'd wanted a lot of.
But here's the thing: like Memphis would have wanted once upon a time been able to hire Mark Byington, but now they are not going to be able to hire the Mark Byington because
you don't think they can hire the next. I'm not saying Mark Byington; he's now at Vanderbilt. The next James Madison coach who's hot.
No, because look, Vandy is an SEC team, and they had to hire the James Madison coach. Texas A&M's in the SEC. They had to hire the Samford coach. I mean, these Power League jobs are even having a hard time getting names to come to their programs, right? So I just think you fall down that list. I mean, Memphis would be able to hire, you know, the UNC Greensboro coach, probably. But, like, you're not getting the hottest, you know, second, third, fourth, or fifth hottest name in the coaching cycle anymore if you go that route, I don't think. I mean, if their budget is good for where they're at, but it's right. Not good.
Separate question. If you want to if they could beat Vandy, if they could win all the rest of their non-conference games, let's put it that way, beat Vandy, beat Mississippi State, Utah State in the middle of the season, win all the – and then is there any path, if they do that, to getting an at-large?
I mean, if they win every game the rest of the way.
Well, let's say they do that and they lose two conference games.
No. No. I mean, their resume is just not – it doesn't – there's nothing to
so
it.
So beating Vandy, beating Mississippi State – obviously not dropping.
Mississippi State, I believe, is a quad two win right now. Right.
And not winning and then you lose, you just drop two games in conference and then you lose at the buzzer in the championship game of the tournament. You're not in the tournament.
Yeah, they'd be out. I mean, I think they'd be out. UNLV is really dragging down the resume. You know, I guess that what you're saying is their resume would be beating Baylor, beating Vandy, I don't even know if Mississippi State is worth even putting on there, but if it's a road win, fine, at Mississippi State, and that's it. And that's three wins over the course of a 30-plus game season. That's not enough. I mean, that's just not enough. Now, if they had beaten Wake Forest, if they had, you know, not lost to UNLV, I think you're starting to get into that, you know, conversation maybe. But, I mean, Jeff, they just haven't done anything. Beating Baylor at home is good. But that was like just to stay alive with right. anything. That give wasn't a, for that hard.
Give me a we always do this. Give me a wager that you've placed in the coming weekend, Jeff John. I call you Jeffrey. I don't know what's happening to me. Yesterday I totally blipped out and missed Gabe's show, 100%. Just like they were calling.
God, what are you doing here,
I don't know. You know what it is? It's Christmas spirit. I'm infused by the Christmas spirit. It's crowded everything else out, including my memory of your name.
John's wager this weekend will be on the Memphis NC State over in the Gasparilla Bowl.
That's not true.
What?
You're not wagering on the over in the Gasparilla Bowl?
100% wagering on the over in the Gasparilla Bowl.
What's your thinking there?
My thinking is I was going to get into it before you were so taken aback by this wager, by this prediction, actually. Yeah. Let's call it a prediction.
Yeah.
And I would also entertain Memphis plus 4.5. I haven't bet that yet, but I would definitely entertain it, and I might get there. But I just think very simply, NC State's quarterback is in this game. Bailey, he's awesome.
He's awesome.
Memphis' defense is not. Okay. And Memphis has no opt-outs or, you know, guys transferring
out. Isn't that weird? Like, they're all in even though the coach is out.
I think that says a lot about the character, doesn't it?
It says a lot about the character.
You know, people say
it also
there's no
might tell me that
anymore.
Their NIL deals might be
well,
tied to play.
Well, it was funny because Eli Drinkwitz was talking about, and I'm going to go along here. He was talking about the college sport is sick. College football is sick. Right now, all my guys are being tampered with, right? And how can you say that with a straight face when literally you have playoff coaches who've left? Like, is that – it's like – It's and yet it all players aren't supposed to take a call about what they're supposed to do next. And you got Lane Kiffin and plenty of coaches, playoff coaches, and then plenty of non playoff coaches who've absolutely. So it's again, it's like we expect players to be hanging in there till the very end, but coaches are bailing left and right. It's hypocrisy is what it is.
Well, I mean, what else is new?
Yeah.
What
okay.
else is new? Well, you were players getting held to a different standard than
so
the coach.
So no opt outs, and so you.
So I like. It's Brandon Lewis's last game. It's Cortez Bram's last game. I think they're really going to try to go out on a high note. So it's 58.5. I think this could be a 34-31 type of game.
All right, John. I appreciate it.
Hey, people say there's no school.
Merry Christmas. Just, what?
I'm going to say this. People say there's no school pride, and Jeffrey's right. Like, their NIL may be tied to it, but let's just assume for a moment that it's not. Let's just assume for a moment that this is pure. those kids definitely have pride in wearing that Memphis uniform. And Reggie Howard, the interim coach, is Memphis through and through. And I know that, you know, it's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1,000,000%. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.